Week 3. Happy Monday, everyone. I hope you had a lovely weekend and are all doing well. Ramadan Mubarak to all the families who began honoring Ramadan this month. May your days be filled with peace, happiness, and good health. If you are unfamiliar with this special occasion, Ms. Simmons has shared with us the following message. Hello, friends. I want to tell you about a special month that is starting for many of our classmates and friends who are Muslim. April 23rd was the start of Ramadan. Ramadan is a celebration for one whole month and is one of the most important celebrations for Muslims, sort of like how Christmas and Easter are important for Christian people, and even non-Christian people. Ramadan is a time when Muslim people practice kindness, compassion, empathy, forgiveness, and charity. Many Muslim people fast, which means they do not eat or drink anything from the time the sun comes up until it goes down. That is a very long time. When people are fasting, they are able to think about other people who don't have as much as we do, and it reminds them not to be wasteful. Even if you are not Muslim, it is always interesting to learn about celebrations and beliefs that our friends have. Here is a cool video of kids talking about what Ramadan is. After you watch it, tell me what you think about it. If you are celebrating Ramadan, please draw a picture of something your family is doing. Write about what is in your picture and send it to me. If you aren't celebrating, I would like to know what you thought of the video. I can't wait to see your work. Love, Ms. Simmons. Thank you, Ms. Simmons, for sharing this important information. If you would like to learn more about Ramadan, I invite you to listen to Ms. Simmons read the book, Hassan and Anissa Love Ramadan. More information is listed below. Here are some activities for you to work through over the next few days. Read an epic book. Our class has now read over 400 books. Let's keep that number growing. Spend at least 20 minutes reading or listening to a book or video of your choice. I have noticed that some of you are still not present on the site. I have done my best to call those that indicated they were having technical difficulty. If you are still having trouble, please let me know and I would be happy to help. Read 2 books on Kids A to Z, level up, and take the quiz. Once again, please remember to use the kid login and type Miss Bonner. You will see your name. The password is Morley. Write a journal entry. Here is a prompt to help you get started. Go for a walk over the next few days and concentrate on using your senses. Stop to take a close look at an interesting plant, rock, or tree. What details can you see? How does it feel? Remember to be gentle and respectful with nature. Continue your walk and make note of all the sounds you hear. What animals can you identify? Can you hear more than one kind of bird? Can you hear things that aren't part of nature, such as cars or lawnmowers? Finally, focus on what you can smell. Did you stop to breathe in the scent of a flower? Did you pass by any unique aromas, such as freshly cut grass? How did the air smell? Please plan to write for a focused 20 minutes. You do not need to use this writing prompt if you already have a journal idea in mind. Please make sure you are using your green journal and not the response booklet. Don't forget to start with the date. If possible, I would like to see one or more of your recent journal entries. Please take a picture and email it to me at marissa.bonner@burnabyschools.ca. Thank you. Review 2D shapes. Soon, we will be diving into the world of 3D geometry. First, however, let's take a moment to recall what we know about 2D shapes. Each shape has special characteristics, including a specific number of sides and corners. Corners may also be referred to as vertices. Take a peek at the video below to review the names and shapes and their corresponding sides and corners. Next, have fun playing with these virtual pattern blocks. The link is included. Are there any shapes here that weren't present in the video? Count their sides and corners. Follow the link below to determine their name. Visit the ELL page. I encourage all of you to click the ELL tab at the top of the page to hear Ms. Simmons read the book Hassan and Anissa Love Ramadan by Yasmin Rahim. It is both informative and enjoyable. Visit the music and library blogs. Ms. Rapp's blog, the link has been included, and Ms. Yee's blog, the link has also been included. Thank you, everyone. I look forward to another fun and productive week with you.